These are the brush which we bow down. But of this three of the sites, from the beginning of Shemon Esri and the end of the brach of Mogen Avram, by God's three of the sites, which is by Moidim and by Atayv Shin Kolachon or the Hoytis. The brother Shreis the sites called Bracha between Vasa and the Lamb of Nasa Shalai Yishka. One should not bow down at the end of any other bracha or the beginning of any other bracha. Only those four places. And then to Yusan and the body of the bracha in the middle, Yochel Yishka. So if he wants, he could bow down, but he has to stand up. Straighten up before he stands up to bracha. Siv Beis. Noegel Yishkois v'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. People that had a minute to say Shema Esri bending down in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Kishoimim Zachreinu Michamoicha Tzvichim Liskoif. Zachreinu Lachayim Michamoicha they bend down. They have to stand up again to Shemagim Vasegur Bracha. Before they say Bracha to Hashem, they should be in a standing position even though when they said Zachreinu Lachayim Michamoicha they were bending over. Says the Ramah, V'af al-gav, the Ovid is creating the Seif and Brachas. Chamokim to Elizabeth Ma'at, Seif, Zachreinu, Kedei Shiyanira, Shechoy, Zachreinu, Shem Chiyav. So he's explaining what we saw before. Even though you should be bending down at the end of the first Bracha, so he says Zachreinu L'chaim, and you stay bent down, you're in the right position. But there's an Indian that you should be standing up, bent down specifically for the bar. So that's why you would stand up before the end of the first Bracha, if you were bending down in the middle. All these places, by the way, when you're bending down in Shemon Esrei, should not be to the point that you're going to fall over. You're supposed to be standing up. Sif, Gimel, Makarei, B'chol Koyim, L'fonecha, T'shtacha, V'oi, V'lcho, V'vat, Chanach, V'moidim, Oi, V'oido, D'halad. When a person says he's tzuken, if he does bow down, or when he says, Oido, of Halad, when he says, Oido, Hashem, Kitoiv, B'ch, Zemozin, Harei, Zemaguna, it's improper. People shouldn't make up Numen Hogim, even though they have good intentions. When you bend down during the davening, you should not just nod yourself a little bit. You should bend down until the vertebrae are jutting out in your back. You shouldn't just make a squat. You should bend forward also. You should bend his legs and then afterwards bend his body forward. Even though we said you should bend down, but you shouldn't make such a deep bend forward that your head is parallel with your waist. A person who is elderly or is sick and he can't bend his back so much, as long as he tilts his head downward, it is enough. As long as it's noticeable that this person is doing his best, he can't do more than that. Don't learn halachas of how to bend down from 100-year-old Gdolei Yisrael, because even though the Gdolei Yisrael, they may be in a position that they can't bend down that much. When I pay halacha, and that's lachatrim. Siv vav, kishu pere yichre v'mehiris v'amachas, kishu zoykev zoykev v'nachas. When he stands up, should do it slowly. Rosh Yitzchila first lifts the setup, and afterwards his body. Shavoy Teilot Kamasa. It shouldn't look like this whole bowing down thing was something that was unpleasant to him. And Siv Zayin, Kishikareya, Kareva Baruch, Kishizoygev, Zoygev Hashem. You bow down by Baruch, like we said, you bend your knees by Baruch, and then you bend your body by Atta, and then you strain yourself out for the Shem Hashem.